Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Lori and Julia Show. You know, if you're hearing my voice right now, you're listening to us live. I probably don't need to tell you that. But you can always go back and listen to old shows. And if you didn't listen the last hour, that was a pretty good one. It's kind of funny. I'm looking at the sheet that you had put together to...
Oh, yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We were going to talk about Dynasty and Sarah Ferguson, but instead we talked about letting your husband...
Bikini wax you,
and whether your vagina dies and after if it can come back. Yeah.
Listen,
the
these
dead.
Are important questions that people need to know the answers to. Plus, we talked to Peter Guy.
Yes.
What a name. Peter Guy, Wintermoss.
I still want to know why you need to be a hunter to look down at your wife's lower
half. That's just Lori's in the lower Darby. That's okay. Just Lori making up bahulam.
Julia, I saw it with my own eyes. Okay, I saw my sister's vagina after she delivered a baby.
Okay? I'm sorry for you.
It looked like a bomb went off in her pretty little flower.
Lori.
It was horrifying. I'm just saying that, like, if I'd been somebody who, like, thought of sexually, it would take me a while. That is a visceral memory, unless you're a doctor or a hunter. That's all I'm saying. Some people can't, their eye, like some people say, I know guys who can't watch scary movies. They shut their eyes, you know? Not everything needs to be seen. I give you oral sex. How many people close their
would
eyes?
Would you just stop?
Okay. I'm just saying.
Stop.
But I'm making a point.
Stop.
You're the one who keeps trying to pretend like you don't know what's going on.
With what?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Who is she, Rocco? Some days I would just look at Donnie and Donnie and I go, oh my gosh, who is this lady sitting across from us?
Except you have to look at me because you can't see Rocco.
It drives me crazy. I can only look at you.
Yeah, that's why we can't even go back and look at the last hour, because then you waste all the time that you have in the new hour and we're starting all over again.
We are.
Yeah.
Today's big news, though, is that we announced it. It's Insta official that we're moving the man wall. The man wall is moving.
Yes, that is the big news of the day.
It is the big news of the day.
Donald Trump got impeached for a second time.
Oh, he did.
And the man wall is moving. Okay. Are they connected? It's time for someone to put on their tinfoil hat.
Did Donald Trump ever make it to the man wall?
No. Okay. No. Will Steger is up there. No, people are very funny on Twitter. My inner middle school girl is sad about this.
I think of some people will be happy because they were embarrassed to bring people into our studio because of the man wall.
And we were told we never needed to take this down.
But we have a different initiative that we're doing, so it's just going to move.
Don't give me your corporate
Why don't you just
talk.
Don't try to stir the pot. It's happening. It's
no,
done.
No, but let's give the real reason why. I mean, we do have a disclaimer from the person at the very top, and I'm talking about you know who said we never had to take the man wall down.
Okay,
because
Lori.
Remember at one time...
What is your name here?
Yeah,
but Petty,
I'm just saying...
Petty Penster?
I'm just saying, do we want... Is this... We're not going to enforce this agreement, this gentleman's agreement, gentlewoman's agreement that we have? Is that what you're telling me when you're calling it an initiative, that we've accepted it as a
Apparently,
business entity?
You're so not good at corporate mumble jumble.
Yeah, well, because I always want to rebel against it.
I know
always want to Norma Rae it and save the man wall. For what reason are they making...
Just stop, Lori. You know? Come on. All right, let's talk about Kim and Kanye. who neither of them never have made it up on our wall. Well,
they
ever,
must be, well,
ever, ever.
It's only guys, first of all.
Right.
Okay.
And so, it's movie stars and TV actors.
Right. Now, it must be.
And explorers.
And, yeah, because we have Will Steiger.
We do have Will Steiger.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote us a very nice note,
yes.
too.
Rick Nelson thinks they should throw all this in a box at the Minnesota Historical Society.
Ooh,
and they said
good.
They already have a box with the nipples and the patent.
That's our other image. Yeah, that's
yeah,
there.
That's at the Minnesota Historical
this
Society.
This would be, see, I feel like this is a slice of pop culture from the Twin Cities.
Julia.
It's just moving around the corner.
People say it's very sexist of us.
That's what I think, too. People have said that we're objectifying men in 2020.
And we are. And damn right. Okay.
Remember, we used to do manuary around here.
Yeah, yes, we do remember that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you
we've
know.
We've done a lot of things.
We were trying to flip it because women have been objectified for so long. So we were just trying to like
flip
it.
That was never it. We just like cute pictures of actors on our wall. It just cheered our day up because it is diarrhea brown. Our studio is diarrhea brown.
No, it gave
well,
us,
it's going to get fixed. Isn't that
well,
the point?
Yeah, but it gave us strength because it was like, you know how like you're. Like when your bedroom is like you can go and be on the phone in your bedroom, particularly when you're in junior high or high school, and you would surround yourself with your favorite things, and your room was your favorite place to be. So we were trying to make the studio be like a favorite place to be because we were like, holy crap, what are we going to talk about? You know what I mean?
For
it
sure.
gave
we
us a talk
not,
show.
It gave us
with no experience.
It gave us vibes, Rocco.
It did.
Yeah.
It gave us safety vibes.
It's the end of an era.
Mm-hmm. The one who's up here, and I believe it's either Brad Pitt or Patrick Dempsey who stars the most on The Man Wall. Well, we're doing interviews. We're doing goodbye stories. Interviews.
And
we're
you did talk a lovely one today.
I did, but all you can see are my big boobs. Honestly, I'm wearing this gray shirt, and I just felt like the spotlight was just on my breast.
Now, this is what we call a good, humble bray.
No, okay? I feel, no,
Julia.
I've never seen my boobs look as big as they did today.
Oh, really? That, Rocco, is that just like the best humble bray? Oh, little
no,
me
but
my
I don't want to have that be my
Julia.
Thing. I wish I would have done some makeup. Fixed my hair,
you
done
look
something.
Good.
Oh, jeez. It's on Instagram, Lori and Julia.
And you did a very good job, because I couldn't have done the first interview. I would have started off by saying, they're making us take it down. They, you know, I would give all the, you know, bad stuff that, you know, I'd let it all out. Because I don't agree with why the wall has to be taken down.
But it is.
I'm looking at Julia's video. She's got a point.
It is all boob, isn't it?
Kind of. The light's like...
It's right on my chest.
Right.
There's like one spotlight and it's
no,
directly
it's just
on
right
your
on
chest.
My boobs and I just called hashtag boob.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never... They really... I don't... I've only worn black shirts and blue jeans.
People to
people
go
don't,
look at it.
Lori, the way, people don't care.
Yeah, there might be
some
people
some boob
care.
Lovers out there.
Yeah.
Jeez, it is.
Well,
one,
it goes to
boob.
Show you that a gray bounces light.
People, if you want... Don't wear gray. In videos, we always
it's like workout class unless it's Brad Pitt in his gray sweatpants promoting Miraval.
Okay, this is you don't wear gray in photo shoots. You just don't wear gray.
Yeah,
I look like I'm larger than a house. My boobs.
I would disagree strongly with that. I would just say, wow, look at that very double D 38 hoochie mama.
38? What the hell?
I don't know my sizes. Everything looks big to me, Julia.
Double D?
Everything
please.
Looks big to me.
I'm a C.
In the boob department.
And a 34.
Oh,
get
see,
it right.
Look at that. Oh, you're getting
get it right. You. Before I had my breast reduction, I was a double D.
You were?
Mm-hmm. I was a double D.
Yeah. Huh. I know somebody who cried when I brought them to their first bra fitting at Nordstrom. The Irish woman worked there. She was so lovely. She's
no,
the,
she worked
now.
For Wacol.
Yeah, but she was at Nordstrom.
Yeah, I know, for years.
And the girl burst into tears because she was a 32 double D. And I'm like,
she's
do
a Bergini.
You know how much people pay for
no,
those?
No, we were too little for our big boobs.
Well, that's
we
what
were
she
just
said.
Boob.
Yeah.
Grandma Lulu. My mother's mom
she
was
a heavy bosomed lady.
She was. She had chicken legs. My sister Gina kind of has her body, but the boobs, I mean, they were just gigantuan.
Yeah.
I mean, little tiny, tiny
gigantuan,
body.
Is
gigantuan,
is that a new word?
It's
a
new
gigantic
word.
And gargantuan.
And a barbiturate.
Yeah. gigantuan. How'd you say that?
I think she said gigantuan.
Yeah, no, it's like a, it's a very
no, it's so bad. We were so booby.
Yeah,
and we got them, and we were so little. I mean, I weighed 20 pounds less than I do now with huge boobs. Yeah. I was just one big boob.
No, I can only imagine how awful that is to be a young girl and have big boobs and have
my
that
Highland
kind of
Theater movie uniform. I was a candy girl, and it was this red dress, and it was the same nylon dress that everyone wore if you worked at Walgreens, if you worked wherever you worked in like a food service thing. It was this nylon dress with white piping and a zipper up the front and then pockets with white piping, but it was red at the Highland Theater. And it would zip up, and it was so loose everywhere, but it'd go over my boobs like, you know, so trying to get
like
over my boobs.
Straining. Think straining. Your zipper might
straining.
Have just
and people would order for me, and they would never look at my face. It was just always at my breasts. And I just wanted to put my middle finger between my breasts and say, my face is up here, dudes.
Yeah.
You had to wear a dress at a movie theater?
No, this it's is like a candy girl.
Smock.
Like no, it was a little dress.
Oh, was it a dress?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was a zip-up dress.
Yeah.
The nylon dress. It was like a nurse's dress.
That was like my Walgreens
I told
uniform.
You, everyone wore this in food service.
Yes, because it washed.
It had pockets.
Easily. Mine had pockets. Mine was mustard, and there was no straining going on anywhere.
Mine was red. A lovely, you know.
You guys were ketchup and mustard.
Red.
Yeah, we really were, Rocco.
There we go.
All right, listen, it's time for random dots.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, now you have choices. Do you want to hear about National Rubber Ducky Day, or do you want to hear about the three-thruple relationship in Seattle featuring a fairy princess, a leprechaun, and a troll?
Oh, definitely the thruple, for sure.
Rubber Ducky Day, come on.
This is the weirdest
with
story.
The day we've been having, we must go thruple.
There's a three-person couple or thruple in Seattle that features three people who say they identify as mythical creatures. Lolly, the fairy princess, Gunther, the troll, and Ian, the leprechaun. The relationship started with the princess and the leprechaun, but they met the 6'9" troll at a live action.
AKA the furry in this thruple.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
They met at a live action role playing festival that brought him into their relationship. Mm-hmm. By day, the princess and the troll work together on the business.
Oh, my word.
And the leprechaun goes to his job.
And that might be
the
what they call...
The troll is 6'9"?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they might... That also could be code for, like, you know, threesomes or kind of... You know, sometimes people have
this
to work
made,
in code.
This made our media service today, Lori.
Yeah,
this,
no, I totally believe
okay,
it.
Okay, let me tell you what happens by
are.
Night.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I can.
Okay? Mm-hmm. By night... They hang out until they all sleep in their own bedrooms. There's no word on what their sex life is like. Oh, all three of them have gotten COVID. They blame it on the one trip the three of them took to the dentist.
To the dentist. Wink, wink, right?
They say they're happy with their three-person relationship, but they would take in a fourth female mythical character.
They're looking for another mythological creature
to
join.
Princess Ollie, she... have to be, quote, a fairy or a very adventurous healing sort to join the thruple.
Oh, well, I wish I could Hollywood speak this, but I won't let you.
What happens?
You won't let me sex speak this.
No, what happens when a fairy princess, a troll, and a leprechaun get together?
Well, somebody's wearing something that you wear around your waist.
That's called a belt.
That's right, Julia.
Okay, moving on. You can now get Girl Scout cookies delivered to your home for the first time ever.
Girl Scout. That was a good.
Well, that's because Mari's making me laugh right now, and I'm trying to get her. I'm trying to talk
you
over
want
the
me
dirty
to sex speak. You give me the greatest story, and I can't even sex speak in it. Yeah. You always want everything. Well, Lori, I'm asking you because not everybody knows, and we need to explain things, and then you just brush off all these things, and I could have sex spoken.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody wrapped their head around this troll. What was it, a troll?
Well, he's the fairy princess. Lolly, the fairy princess, Gunther, the troll, and Ian, the leprechaun.
Yeah. Okay. Ian, the leprechaun is the utility player in all of this, okay?
Okay. Well, they met him at a live action festival.
No. Flexible, likes everything, likes top, bottom, and middle.
This sounds like a dream come true. These people... You know, they love to pretend and role play, and they found each other.
You know what today is? It's a rare thing, Rocco.
I forgot today's most poignant day. what we're celebrating that we just completely forgot. It's Broadcasting Day, but for a certain type of radio. I thought it was us. We can't mention that. It's National Peach Melba Day. When's the last time you had a peach Melba? Okay.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
We knew a woman named Melba. That is a great name for someone. Wouldn't that be a cute name for a kid?
Melba? Not as cute as Mabel.
Well, whatever.
Mabel
or Melba. These are free people. If you name your kids after them.
Mabel is cute.
But I think
Melba. A little French bulldog would be not Melba, because Melba gets mixed up in the mouth too much. Mabel.
If you keep your eyes open when you say Melba, it's better.
Melba. Oh, yeah. I just think of Melba Toast, and I think of that one actress.
Who was it?
Melba something.
She got in a fight with Rycrisp once.
Remember Melba Toast? It was like
my mom. It's like Wasa Toast.
Oh no!
It's like Wasa was better. On Weight Watchers. I remember when we were doing Weight Watchers better. At a very young age. Very young. I might have weighed 112 pounds if I can tell you the exact weight. And Wasa Toast.
Well, no wonder you don't like it.
Cheese.
I didn't eat a Wasa cracker until I was in my
20s. I ate it when I was 12. Okay, Girl Scout cookies. Did I tell you can get them delivered?
Grill skirts is what you were trying to tell us. So we were interpreting as such that we could get our Thin Mints at home. There's really nobody in the office.
No, you can get them. You can order them.
I get them at the bowling alley, but they probably won't even be allowed to set up.
No,
in there.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's like the name Melba peaked in the 30s.
Did it, but yeah. It's a good name. All right,
it had a good run from like 1918 to 1939.
Those were good years.
I wonder. Yeah.
And that's how old the Melba that I knew was in Florida. It was my mother-in-law's friend who was older than her.
She was a Melba.
I just love the name Melba.
Or Mavis. I love Mavis.
Just let me like Melba. Quit trying to change the subject. Here's a note to people going bald. There's a way to stop it. If you know it's in your future, castration. As long as you have your testes removed,
testosterone.
Before you start going bald, you won't lose your hair.
Oh, my word.
If you get them removed after, you won't grow back what you lost.
That's not going to happen.
No, yeah.
But that's why the castrati always had headfuls of hair.
Who the hell are the castrati?
You know, the way back when in the Italian days, or they would castrate the boys before they went to adolescence.
They,
so they keep their voice
sing higher.
I think they were called the castrati.
That sounds right. Going with it.
Let me ask you this. In the 1700s and 1800s, what do you think the most popular pets were? 1700s and 1800s. Long, long time ago.
I'd rather talk about castratis than have squirrels. To guess on this. See, squirrels the same as today.
You got to admit, though, that was a very random thought.
Thank you.
That's one of your best.
Thank you.
Or most randomest, at least.
I you know why? I wasn't really prepared.
This is what you were born to do.
Your secret's safe with us.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
It's right. I'm not prepared for pop culture Jeopardy or vintage scandal either.
Well,
so it's going to be quite a show.
This will be fun. Okay. What's going on out there on the road?
We're flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, we are.
Here.
Oh, Ed Sheeran. I love that song. That is one of the, that is just a good.
He's good.
Yeah, I know. And you know me, I don't always go to the sappy.
No, Ed's been on my playlist for years, but Lori, you're not one to go say. You've gotten sappier since you've known me, you got to admit.
Well,
you never liked Barbara before you knew me. You never even watched a movie. I mean, I've changed you.
Yes, you have
changed. I've taken you to the sappy side.
You have.
You've taken me to the raunchy side.
And I'm taking everybody to the sappy side because I had asked Holly if she would please post when Will and Grace came back and aired this spring of 2020 for their last seven. Remember they had a split episode, a split season? I think they had 8 and 8. And Rocco, did you watch that show, The Reiteration? Or
no.
It was like it never left. It was like that show never left.
It was hysterical.
Everybody just picked up Karen, Jack, you know, all of the four of them. It was fabulous. I still have two left. I've dolloped that one out, but they did do an homage to I Love Lucy, and Leslie Jordan was on with Seth Meyers last night, and he talked about they brought him back as Beverly Leslie.
Yes.
And he and Karen were stomping the grapes, and they recreated, like, the dialogue. It was in black and white.
Yes.
Anyway, Deborah Messing is, like, a doppelganger for Lucille Ball, and when they do the spoof on the Vita Mega Midja Vin, you know, it was the vitamin drink
mega,
with the
vitamin meat and vegetables.
Yeah. It's a very famous Lucy. Mm-hmm. I Love Lucy skit. And anyway, the face, Lucille Ball has the most expressive physical face in comedy that people are
kind of like what Jim Carrey had, you know, in The Mask and things
Carol
like that.
Carol Burnett, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She could make her face skate, talk, dance, do everything. Anyway, they got Deborah Messing.
So just watch it. It's funny. We watched
it's funny,
it in the studio.
Just so you can just see. And, you know, I mean, I'm all for, you know, Aaron Sorkin wanting to get, you know, premier named actors. But I'm interested in getting lost in when you're playing Lucille Ball and her husband Desi Arnaz, people are as familiar with them. I don't think you should make a strain to see who it is. When they're that
I
well
love
known.
It, Lori. You're not gonna. When is this conversation gonna stop?
Today. This is my last.
You promise?
Time. I promise.
Because what day is it? Wednesday.
It's only 2 days.
Is this
a
only
lot
Tuesday?
Yeah, no. It's Wednesday. But I'm just saying that Lucille Ball is beloved. I'm trying to help Aaron Sorkin here.
Donnie. I just said, Donnie. Will you call him? Rocco, just give him a buzz.
Okay.
Anyway,
take a look at that.
You know.
It's kind of fun. It totally is fun. It was fun to see it.
Yeah, we posted that. Now, my Sarah Ferguson story. I must share this with you because
who is married to
Prince Andrew.
Yes.
Prince Andrew. And she
Eugenie and Eugenette's mother.
Eugenie and Beatrice are their names.
I love Beatrice, but who names their kid Eugenie?
Eugenie is a very fancy, posh British name, Julia. In fact, I believe Queen Victoria's middle name or whatever.
That's fine.
Eugenie.
It sounds like a toilet.
Oh, I think it sounds lovely to say. It's like efficacy.
Well, efficacy is a. Would you want to be named efficacy?
No, but I mean, we like saying it. Like
sure, but Eugenie.
Eugenie. Doesn't that feel good to say Eugenie? It's like when you learned how to
like
say
the diaper. The diaper genie.
It's nothing like the diaper genie.
Eugenie is nice. Eugenie is not.
Not the way you were pronouncing it.
It's like Eugene.
And is Prince Andrew the creepy one?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. So she's done everything. Children's, Weight Watchers.
Children's books, Weight Watchers.
She's tried so hard to be
something.
Stealing
money from the government.
Yes, bribing
people
bribes.
To meet with her husband and tell him to do certain things.
Prince Philip absolutely hates her. He thought she was common trash. He basically told Prince Andrew that.
Yep.
If you marry her, and Prince Andrew just saw this wild filly he thought he was going to tame. And then, you know, they went out. I mean, you got to respect how Fergie went out, left a royal spotted in Saint-Tropez with a hot American dude sucking her toe.
A Texas billionaire.
Yeah, Rocco.
Sucking her toes.
I mean, I got
all
nothing.
Over National Enquirer.
I was like, okay, that is like way to blaze out. If you're going to blaze out of a family and the royal family, that was.
These two still get along, right? What is she doing now?
Well, now she wants to be a historical fictional novel. Rocco, I almost want you to go to Lainey Gossip.
And get the audio.
And Sarah Ferguson, it's so cheesy that it's a windy day and they don't even bother to do a do-over. And she's
kind of blew me away.
She's kind of walking out like she's a character in Outlander. Yeah. It's very much an 18th
century.
1800s. I think I found it. Is it like a Twitter post that's Sarah on the page?
Ferguson brings the romance.
Yeah, I think so.
This is her announcement of what she's doing.
Okay.
Follow your heart, but do you dare? I'm going to take you back with the wonderful Mills and Boone to 1870 to Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret, she loves to ride side saddle. She's strong, she's rebellious, she's courageous. We are going to publish
in production values
2021. And I'm so excited! So pre-order now and come with me on this extraordinary journey.
Okay, that is that's worse than my video that we just did.
Some terrible edits. Your video might have had better production values.
Mine did.
The wind was blowing. You couldn't hear.
So I don't know.
She's like, please. And then the first
thing. I need the money.
The first thing.
Andrew's in trouble.
We find out is Lady Margaret likes to ride side saddle, which is in, if you're a fan of historical romantic fiction, the ladies always rode
they
side
always
saddle.
They always did.
No, so they would keep their virginity, Julia. You know.
I know.
Yeah. And old-timey things. Pure ladies don't ride astride. It is only for slatternly wenches and such forth and whatnot. But anyway, people were just tweeting back at her and say, Sarah, because there's something in her title is about, are you ready to find the compass? And people are basically saying, please use the compass to find the nearest police station to take Prince Andrew.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's funny. Okay, that's funny.
Because she makes a reference. Mm-hmm. But the wind is blowing. It was painful. Painful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, painfully funny. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious to watch her using euphemisms to make it sound more proper and then just screech by my book.
Then just screech. Buy my book. Pre-order. Okay, so.
Oh, my gosh.
So last night, Lori, a big thing happened. On Monday night, Jimmy Fallon. Episode of the Tonight Show drew the lowest viewership ever, under a million on Monday night, the smallest audience ever in the show's history. Stephen Colbert at 2.3 million, Jimmy Kimmel 1.67 million, and Jimmy Fallon under a million.
I don't know why. I don't know. I can't explain it. I think he's been very funny. He's improved a lot for me.
Yeah, he's improved a lot.
Just in the, I don't know.
I don't know.
I spend too much time with these people.
Can you not be objective anymore? He always looks to me like he's wearing a hairpiece.
No, you know he's wearing a hairpiece. And it was like not as obvious as it is now in the third season. And I don't know why.
Oh, tell me who.
Cobra Kai, Ralph Macchio.
Oh, does he wear it too?
He wears a nice little wiglet. I think it's hair like woven or weaved.
Sure, they sew it in. Vern did, yes.
And he's got a side part. And when you're watching Cobra Kai, and I love, you know, I will say the third season of Cobra Kai was not.
Did you watch them? I haven't even touched this.
Oh, yeah.
I watched one. I liked it.
I liked it a lot. But, you know, we just discovered it in pandemic. So we watched like the first two seasons, like over the fall.
Sure.
So we didn't have to wait. Casey and I watched it because it was like too many critics were just saying it's clever how they've continued on. And I only saw Karate Kid once. I was never a fanatic.
Me
I didn't
either.
Remember Elizabeth Banks was in it.
I didn't either.
I just knew Mr.
Not
Miyagi.
Banks, was it?
Huh?
Elizabeth Banks?
In Karate Kid, yeah.
No, it was a cute girl
from... Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, Lori, look at you.
I have always mixed those two.
She's totally...
I always mix those two up, though. Elizabeth Banks and
Elizabeth Shue, of course, was in Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but
and she's Andrew Shue, who's married to
like
Amy Robach's sister.
And they're the same age, they're blonde, and they kind of look alike. But anyway, it is cleverly done. But, I mean, my gosh. I think because I was upset at all the karate chopping and fighting going on between these high school kids and how many homes they were wrecking, and I was afraid someone was going to be, you know, like break their neck or something. I didn't approve of all the violence. And
of the original Karate Kid or of the Cobra Kai show?
A Cobra Kai, okay, season three. And then I just got transfixed by Ralph's Macchio's hair. And but the characters are good. The, you know, the music is, you know, very really 80s hair band music quite a bit.
All right. Well,
it's not my favorite era of hair, you know, 80s music. But anyway,
what did we just learn?
What did we learn?
So is he wearing a wig?
Ralph Macchio is wearing a wiglet weave.
Oh, that's it. And Rocco, of course, we have experience in this area.
Yeah.
Of wiglets or wiglet of karate weaves. Or?
No, my father wore a toupee my whole life until like the last 10 years of his life when he finally embraced his bald, beautiful head.
Yeah.
But I had toupee anxiety growing up.
Yeah.
If the wind blew, now if he would have been out taping that thing that he's writing historical fiction.
And then somebody got offended once when they said you could fly to Baghdad on that carpet or something
Lori
like that.
Lori said that to my dad, to me, the first time she met him.
Yeah.
We were at the Sheraton Midway.
I thought at the swimming pool.
Oh my God, Julia. You can fly to Baghdad on that.
On that rug.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, you said rug. Oh no, my dad, but he'd go out to the western suburbs to get real horse hair.
Because
in the western suburbs, you know, where the horses are,
there was
a toupee maker.
This is a golden valley for some horses.
No, not even Golden Valley. Way out to horse country,
Rockford,
like
Orno, or something.
Okay. Orno, you know, out there.
Even
Loretta.
And then
when, you know, he had to go gray and he'd have to incorporate gray in it, or when he got the perm with the waves came in as part of the 70s.
By the way, I watched a little bit of that Mr. Mayor the other night. Whatever Ted Danson is doing with that hairpiece, he's doing it right.
No, Ted had a hair transplant. Okay. He probably had two or three of them, and he's been doing
this really well.
It's been a work in progress, and yeah, he's reforced it, and he has a full thicket
of
hair.
I mean,
it's perfect.
That's all his hair.
Men just have to take it from the bottom and put it into the top.
Wait, that's what they did?
They take it from
the bottom, the back of your head, and put it on the top.
Don't ask us. We're doctors. We know everything about this procedure.
We do know. We have experience.
We do know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen.
You can't use your pubic hair, though.
No.
All right, we'll be right back.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Okay. All right. Oh, my gosh. You know, we always say that nobody works harder than the devil besides Kris Jenner. We can add Andy Cohen to this because here's the headline.
What pot is he stirring?
The Real Housewives of Miami, which I personally enjoyed.
Oh, I never even touched it.
Oh, remember Elsa, the mom?
Yeah.
The lady with the, I loved her mom. I can't think of what her name was. But anyway, Phil Collins's ex, Oriane.
Oh.
Would be joining.
Oh, he is working hard. That's so classic. The one that says Phil Collins smells.
The spectacularly messy ex-wife.
Wow.
Phil Collins.
That would make people tune in. That's good stunt casting on his part.
And, you know, Larsa Pippen was also on The Real Housewives of Miami. She was happily married to Scottie Pippen.
Yes.
When that show was on. Yes.
Right.
I liked Miami. I liked that whole vibe of those ladies. I've always loved going to Miami. My hotel was the Fountain Blue.
Love staying there.
Love
the Fountain Blue.
But I mean, just like, I liked that whole...
I loved Miami.
Yeah.
But I do like South Beach. I did like everything about Miami. We used to go there a lot in Carlson days.
And so that was a way for us to go
to
there.
To travel there.
We had to suffer through Miami. We had to suffer through Kim and Courtney or whoever lived in Miami. I mean, and I did watch it. I was so desperate for some Miami.
Remember, this was only two seasons. All right.
And the one lady's mom was...
Isn't this where the woman smelt like fish?
Yes.
Brandy Granville.
Yes. So it would be Larsa Pippen, that Lisa Hochstein. She was like married to the plastic surgeon and looked like a Barbie doll. Anyway, she's still living in Phil Collins's mansion.
Yeah, I know.
and with an unreported, previously unknown spinal injury.
Okay, move on.
Okay, so anyway, okay, so Andre Leon Talley.
I saw this.
Was asked about the Kamala Harris Vogue cover, and he said on Instagram, it's, and then capitalized, great, just great, great. All in caps. So he wanted us to know the exclamation. This is like, since he wrote that memoir, this is at least the fourth or fifth time.
He's backtracked.
He's defended Anna Wintour in a way.
I don't understand that. What do you think that is?
I think that...
he wants to get jobs still?
No, not that. But I think he very much misses her friendship, and maybe he'd go back to having...
A small part role at Vogue or at one of the Condé Nast.
I don't even think he needs that. But I think he actually misses her, and I bet she misses him. They worked together a long time.
That would be if we broke up.
Yeah.
We're going on 30. This is the 30th year Lori and I have worked together, Rocco.
So if we broke up, really? One of us would be bitter and say something to somebody.
To a family member.
Yes, to a family member. So I think I also don't think he would lie after reading his book. The one thing I feel like Andre Leon Talley is, he is fiercely who he is in the moment, at that moment.
Right.
He's very, I like that about him.
Right.
So he likes the cover.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, we disagree with you.
Okay.
You chiffon trenches and Andre Leon Talley.
Okay. So what do you make of Sarah Jessica Parker happening to be working at her own shoe store yesterday so that paparazzi would be on the lookout?
I'm one of the people.
No, Julia, why yesterday?
Because of the announcement of Sex and the City, duh.
And one more reason.
And the Samantha stuff was out there and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so duh. She was there, wearing a pair of her own Mary Janes, which we've seen. They're very cute. They're $425.
I have tried these on. Who owns it? Sarah Rogers, I think, bought a pair of these. Or who bought a pair of these that we know? And I was
Sarah Rogers.
Yeah, it was. They're so cute.
Very cute.
This would be one pair of shoes that you could buy and wear your whole life.
Well, she wore them with a gray top and sweatpants.
Yeah, we could wear these shoes. That's the only one in her line.
Yeah.
Remember how disappointed we were when the Bellagio put in her SJP store and took out the great shoe store with shoes of all different price ranges? Because SJP shoes are only like $350 up.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like for the people. It's for 12 people.
Yeah, it is really for 12 people. Because my mom and I both got a pair of shoes at that shoe store.
We did too. It was such a great shoe store.
It was eclectic.
It was a resort wear shoe store for everybody. And then it turns into this high-end thing that no one can afford.
Which, remember, there's a very good resort wear store at the Flamingo.
That's true.
In the Flamingo.
We both bought, what did we buy there?
You got your little rhinestone booties.
Because my booty, that was when we were interviewing Donnie and Marie.
And Marie had said, be sure and go. It's kind of in the middle of the hotel, kind of buried, you know, and we have always loved, you can never go wrong.
We like a resort store, Rocco.
A hotel, boutique.
They're the best. Remember the last time we were there, I bought my outfit to wear to Wimbledon because I was supposed to be going to that tennis tournament in Boston, the Laver Cup, this fall. And I bought my Ted Baker Wimbledon sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I never even really got to wear that.
Yeah, no, we're going to get back to that. Are we going to be able to wear our clothes? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, she went to that shoe store so that she could just be look like, look at me, I'm just Carrie Bradshaw. Now I'm selling the Manolos.
Yeah.
Right?
They got my name on it.
And I'm making $10 million for 10 episodes. That's just like, I love that.
Brilliant.
Okay. Rachel Yucatel.
Yeah.
She just said she's just trying to clear her name. That's why she participated in the Tiger Woods affair. Or the documentary.
Yeah, I don't know why she needed to say anything. We kind of forgot about her.
Completely.
Yeah, and she's... So the second part of the Tiger Woods...
Is she trying to get cast in The Real Housewives of Miami? Or New York?
Well, she's dating...
No, she dates that
Harry
Dubin.
She's dating a married man.
Yeah, she dates Harry Dubin, who's dated every New York
Housewife.
Isn't
he married, though?
No. Maybe she's dating two men.
All right, fine. Moving on.
All right, fine. But really, no one was wondering about
Rachel, you could tell.
She wanted to, I guess, get more insight. I mean, I really, when I saw her, I just was like, now that's an example of too many injections at too young of an age. All Hollywood speak the face.
She
started putting in stuff.
Like, and everybody is doing this.
I know, but you guys,
Rocco, do you know people that are overinflating?
No.
No.
No. I can't believe Rocco would know anyone who's overinflating right now.
I don't. I
let him wait till he gets back out and about. Then he'll see him.
Then we'll talk.
He'll see people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So when I talked to him yesterday about the.
We gotta go.
Oh. All right.
Look at the time.
We'll be back, though. We've got so much fun stuff next hour.